There were 8 candidates in the race. Most received less than 5% of the vote. The leaders, Democratic incumbent Peter Shumlin and Republican Scott Milne, received 46.53% and 45.27% respectively, failing to break the constitutionally mandated 50% mark. The legislature will therefore choose the governor in a secret ballot on January 8th. A new group called Vermonters for Honest Government has begun running television ads, urging voters to contact their legislators about their choice.
If you've had enough of Peter Shumlin's political shenanigans, let your representatives know that it is time for a change. Contact them and urge them to vote for Scott Milne for governor on January 8th.
Vermonters for Honest Government was formed by Newport Center resident William Around. The former Navy captain and Boeing engineer says there is a grassroots upwelling of concern about the direction the state is headed.
Milne won 9 out of the 14 counties, so geographically he has a greater area. And we think that Milne is a better candidate.
Round believes that given more time and greater voter turnout, Milne would have been a clear winner.
After getting feedback about how angry some of the people are in the direction that state has gone, and the fact that he did so well and came that close to a sit-in incumbent governor, we have a constitutionally mandated opportunity, and we're going to jump at that and see if we can't change the direction of the state of Vermont. There's no huge organized lobbying effort other than the encouragement for Vermont citizens to contact their individual legislators.
Round says he has not contacted Milne and only briefly met the candidate at a fundraiser. Milne has never conceded in a race that shocked observers. He says he was unaware of the group but calls its plans a great surprise.
It's very good timing. I think I've got a steep climb between now and January 8th. To come out on top, but very clearly it's going in my direction, and I think it's going in my direction with some pretty good momentum. I think this discussion's been healthy for Vermont. I think it's fun to see how this plays out. I'm looking forward to being governor if I'm fortunate enough to get the confidence of 91 legislators.
7 Days is Vermont's weekly independent newspaper. Staff writer Terry Hollenbeck was among the first to write about Vermonters for Honest Government's ad and efforts.
I think it will remind voters that there is this option, but I also think it's a tough sell. It's obviously a hugely Democratic legislature, and there is this sense that the person who gets the most votes wins. Peter Shumlin had the most votes. One of the interesting things about this is the election really has ended. Bill Round registered as a lobbyist rather than as a political action committee. It's a whole different set of rules. It's new territory because this hasn't happened before. Or at least not any time in recent times.
Milne said he planned to contact Round and Vermonters for Honest Government sometime on Tuesday. The 2015-2016 Vermont legislative session begins on January 7, 2015, and the legislature's election of the governor is scheduled to begin at 10 a.m. on January 8th. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.